Okay. Now.
Turn off and go to the sink.
No, you can't. You do. You got plenty to say. You got plenty to say about the dishes you're doing.
Well, I think that we should just make a pact right now, and I'll tell you how much doing dishes sucks, and then you tell me how much cooking sucks, and then we'll both get on with our jobs so we can keep living our lives in the way that we've become accustomed. Because I'm sure they don't want to trade.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to do dishes.
Oh, I mean, I used to do dishes.
What happened? I used to cook, but then everybody I cooked for starved.
No, well, they didn't really starve.
They just moved away.
They moved away. They got tired of the same old crap over and over. So they go down to the restaurant.
That's why my older daughter went to Arizona.
No, it's not. Oh, my goodness. But. Hey, you guys survived. It might have been on raviolis in the can and macaroni and cheese.
Hey, now, she could cook when she put her mind to it.
She did. She honestly did.
She got that from her mama.
Yeah. There's just, she wasn't too good at cleaning up.
Well, I wasn't too into it at that point either, but.
Yeah. But yeah, that was so funny. But yeah, in the wintertime, I don't mind cooking. Summertime, I do. I hate it. It's too hot.
So maybe I should just hibernate through the summer.
Hibernate?
Yeah. Well, you're not going to feed me.
Oh, well, I'll feed you. It's just...
She's going to take me out.
Yeah, that usually happens a lot more. She's
to
get hotter.
Yeah, because you like to cook soups and stuff, huh?
Huh?
You like to cook soups and stuff?
Yeah, or just cooking in general sucks because you can't bake.
Oh, man. There's a bowl smaller than... I try to wash things in a certain order.
I understand. You just don't look hard enough, do you?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm not that into it.
And then you don't like, rearranging things, do you?
No.
I kind of tell when you put things away, I notice that too.
Hey, if it's already sitting up there, I ain't going to move it. Somebody put it there for a reason, and it was probably me. It doesn't matter that I can't remember why I put it where I put it. It had to have been a reason.
Uh-huh, and that's not why you say our cabinets have no room.
That's not why. You go in there and realize what's going to happen.
I already did. And I found plenty of room. I found single cup here. Oh, God damn it, I have to go in here and stack those. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, at least the stack in the back hasn't been touched.
Jack in the back. What is that game of Audrey's? Snack attack?
I haven't
heard you play that one for a long time.
Yeah, it's some kind of rainbow. I don't know.
That's the one where you have to put the food in the right bins to give the machine power to power the Ferris wheel or something, right?
Yeah. It's something to do with colors and food, and then...
And you have to put the rotting food in the compost heap and the good food into certain bins.
Bins, yeah.
Sorting and...
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's cool. She likes that. And then she's got, I don't know if that's the one, but there's another one that's about digestion, and she likes to make it fart.
Burp. Oh, yeah, she does. And then she started talking to me the other day. She woke up and she came in the bathroom and she was telling me about that she itched, and it was the bugs inside her that made her itch.
Oh.
And I go, where do you itch? She's all over. Oh, jeez. My kid's turning psycho and she's only four.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get... I have the app that tells all kinds about the body and stuff.
Did it say anything about bugs? I thought she was on a bad acid trip.
Do you need me to hold your hand?
You could sing camp songs around the fire if that'd be more peaceful for you.
Yeah. Well, then she's also been watching Magic School Bus.
Not on the Magic School Bus.
Yeah. Meep, meep. So they have a couple of them about digestion and going through the body.
Hey,
so.
Man, Miss Frizzle is cool.
Wahoo!
Oh, he could have sent in that Liz.
Liz? Who's Liz?
Liz, the our helper. She's a... Oh, don't tell me. What is that? It's not a lizard. It's a... I don't know. Some kind of reptile.
I didn't know she had a helper.
Yeah, you can't hear it.
Oh, well, no wonder I didn't know about it then, huh?
It doesn't talk there, dear.
So you saw this when you could see.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
You got an advantage over me like 5 years ago or something.
Oh, long time ago, like over 10 years ago.
Alright.
Yeah, because Jessa was watching it when he was like 5.
Okay. I need a double sink. That way I can run dishwater.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice.
That would be great.
The dishpan's just not going to really do a great job.
Well, the dishpan would work, but you would have to actually do the dishes every day.
Oh. Okay.
Because you'd need room for the dishpan. The way this goes now.
We could put it under the sink while we're not using it.
Yeah.
For recyclable stuff, wasn't it? We're not recycling it.
Oh, we could just... That's easy enough.
The dishpan could go over by the side of the stove over there.
Yeah.
Where those gallon bottles of water are.
Yeah. It could. Right. And you could do that, and...
Can you buy dishpans at the dollar store? I mean, I know you don't have to buy Tupperware anymore, because, well... Yeah.
Well, honestly, anything can become a dishpan there, dear.
Yeah, no. It needs to have a certain shape that... fits into the sink, but allows me the other half of the sink to rinse in.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, because you're trying to make up for having one big, huge sink instead of a double sink.
Oh.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
So there are certain qualifications for being my dishpan.
Oh, I see. I understand now. Because, see, my qualifications are much less, so...
Well, you got me.
I used to do dishes for 20 years, so.
What happened? If I cook, will you do the dishes?
Sure.
Let's just keep it the way it is.
Oh.
Man, what?
Huh?
You have a 2-cup measuring cup?
Yes.
You must have shopped at Blind Mice Mart.
I did. Actually, no, I didn't. You did.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who the other company is that makes the Braille Empathy Cup, because they do have better Braille. Better Braille, it sticks out more.
Yeah.
If I was diabetical, I couldn't even feel this shit.
Oh, I know. That's the only bad part about it. It is very, very,
it's very faint.
Yeah.
It almost qualifies as Braille.
Yeah.
Except where it's kind of squished together. And then it looks like it was kind of done on the Tiger instead of the Braille Ambassador from Enabling Technologies. Oh, wait. Did I put views about assistive technology in there? I'm sorry.
Nobody will notice. That's okay.
Because in my job, I shouldn't have an opinion. Unless I'm doing an assessment for someone and trying to recommend something that will work for them.
Oh.
Well, I don't actually like one company over another or anything.
Oh, bullshit. You're so full of crap.
Oh.
And then, but see, the thing is, Audrey has a set of measuring cups.
Yeah, that's the ones I want. Like, if I could buy a full set of the ones she has.
Oh, yeah. But those came from Braille Institute in a book set.
I know, but if I could find the company that made those, as opposed to the ones that I bought you.
Yeah.
I'd go out and buy them again.
Now, didn't you have a friend that was...
Once, yes.
Huh?
Once I had a...